Changes are coming. I repeat, changes are coming. So I encourage you to listen to all of this episode so you know what you can expect. Are you tired of the traditional money advice? Me too. Bienvenida. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast. Join me each week for down-to-earth money conversations that will leave you with more confidence and inspiration to help you take control of your money. And you will probably learn some Spanish along the way too. ¿Lista? You ready? Empecemos pues. Let's get started. Yes, you heard right. Changes are coming. This is Jen Hempel, your host. So make sure you listen to all of this episode so you know what you can expect going forward. Now, today's episode is just you and me, and I'm not going to be teaching you anything about money, but instead, what I'm going to share with you is the evolution of this podcast, of the Her Money Matters podcast, and what is to come. At the beginning of 2014, I made the decision that podcasting was something I could be consistent with. You see, up to that point, I was building my business, but I had a blog, yet not very many blog posts. In fact, I think in that first year I had this blog or this website, I don't think I even made it to 12 blog posts. So I made the decision in 2014 that I could become consistent with podcasting since I enjoy talking. And in June 2014, I published my first ever podcast episodes. Now, I have to tell you, the first episode I recorded was frightful. I was scared. And I, no kidding, recorded it like 15 times. And I'm not talking about recording it just certain parts and then let the editor edit it. I mean, starting over from the beginning. So imagine recording 15 minutes worth of audio over and over and over again. I seriously was nervous, and I had an editor at the time, so I don't know what I was thinking. Obviously, I wasn't. After the first episode, I plugged away. I interviewed so many fantastic people, and you've witnessed this. I did some solo episodes as well, and I learned a time-saving lesson that if I messed up the audio, I would note it down and my editor would take care of it. So thank you, John. After all, that's why I have an editor, so I definitely appreciate him. And then from then on, I never re-recorded those solo episodes like I did the very first one. Granted, I re-record certain phrases if they don't come out right, because sometimes I just can't speak. And I think you've witnessed this from time to time. And then once I learned that lesson and I started recording, I goofed up. I let John, my editor, handle it. Her Money Matters made some traction, and I started getting endless pitches from people who wanted to be guests on the podcast. I was excited and grateful, but oh my gosh, overwhelmed at the same time, because of course, on one hand, I wanted to get back with people, but on the other hand, I'm like, this was way too much. Then, let's fast forward to 2016 and 2017. We became finalists for the Best Financial Planner blog for the Plutus Awards, which between you and me, I was definitely grateful. But what got me there was this podcast, right? Not my blogger status, but more my podcaster status, which was, I thought, was very interesting, but again, was grateful. And in 2016, because of this podcast, I was contacted by a book publisher asking if I would be interested in writing a book. And I was floored. I literally didn't know what to say, because a part of me, writing a book wasn't in the plans, at least at that moment. And then the other part of me, I was fearful because I never really wrote a lot. Remember the blog story that I told you? And one year I probably didn't write 12 blog posts. And then the other part of me was thinking, did he realize I podcast? So it was all interesting. It was a lot of exciting times. And if you have been with me for some time, you know that this resulted in the book her money matters. Then at some point, it hit me that besides telling you in my very first episode, and maybe in some other handful episodes, that I was Latina, I wasn't really infusing any of my Latina roots. And I'm a proud Latina. So in October of 2017, I changed the introductory music that you hear, that fun upbeat music, to showcasing some with Latino flair. And I started throwing in some Spanish here and there, a lot more than what you were used to, even though it still wasn't a lot, right? And towards 2018, I decided to do a podcast dedicated to Latinas called Su Dinero Importa, and you've heard about it. And it ended up being a good bit in Spanish, which I enjoyed. But who the demographic I was targeting in terms of who the listener I wanted to listen to this podcast is a modern U.S. Latina like me. It's basically a mirror of me who may or may not be bilingual, thinks and Googles in English. Because you're listening, you're Latina, are you Googling English or Spanish? Chances are more likely English. But is definitely proud of her Latina roots. So it's basically a mirror of who I am. So I did Su Dinero Importa primarily in Espanol up to March. And in April of this year, so I did it primarily in Spanish up to March of this year, because I started the Su Dinero Importa towards the end of September. And in April, I decided to rename it to Her Dinero Matters to better reflect the audience I want to reach. So up to this point, from September of 2018 up till now, I have been doing two podcasts. And to say it is a ton of work is an understatement. So to give you perspective, and granted, I don't have the hours in front of me that it takes. It takes me time to plan. It takes me time to record. It takes time to the scheduling. And then on top of that, it's the time for the editor. It's the time for promoting all those good things. It takes time. But there's the other side of my business, and which is coaching and speaking and all those things. So what I've noticed was that a good portion of my time was going towards the podcast or the podcasts, right? But not enough time was going towards other activities for coaching and those things, which are more what brings me the money. Because you notice on this podcast, I've had some sponsors here and there, but nothing consistent because I must say I'm a little picky and that's just a little bit of money. So if it's not consistent, it's not consistent money. So been doing those podcasts since September, and subconsciously, I knew it was crazy. But consciously, my stubbornness, I've told you I'm stubborn, was kicking in tenfold. That means I was doing two episodes a week or 8 episodes a month, and sometimes more depending on how long the month was, because sometimes there may not be 4 Thursdays, but there might be 5 Thursdays, right, in a month. Granted, in January of this year, the stubbornness decreased, fortunately for me. And I made the decision to go down to 2 episodes a month for Her Money Matters. And you have been more than fantastic. I didn't get the hate emails like I thought I would get, or maybe they're just still sitting in your inbox. You never hit send. Just don't tell me. And January passed, then February, and the producing the two podcasts, even when I went down to 2 episodes a month with Her Money Matters, was physically taking a toll on me. I'm talking about that's all that felt like it consumed me. And it was just way too much. Then after much talking with some of my mastermind friends, it became clear the following 2 things. And these things also as well served for me as a significant reminder. Number one was that the how to manage of money is the same across the board, no matter the gender or even the culture. When I started this podcast, I knew that the how to manage money was the same, but I also knew that the perspective and how we treated and how we viewed money as women was different. from the male perspective. So I wanted to start this podcast. And the same thing goes with culture. The how to manage the money is the same, but the perspective, the experiences, all those good things are different. And that has an impact on how we view and how we manage money. So that was the first thing that served as a reminder. The second thing, and talking to my mastermind friends and just reflecting on my own, my calling to serve the Latina community has become stronger and stronger, and it won't go away. It hasn't gone away for actually several years. And that is why I have decided to merge the two podcasts, Her Money Matters with Her Dinero Matters, starting in June. So what does this mean exactly for you? Starting in June, you will see the name change of this podcast to Her Dinero Matters. The topic is going to remain the same, as I mentioned, because the how to manage the money is the same across the board, but it's going to be done from a Latina perspective, which is me, right? So all this time it has been done from the female perspective, right? But now it's going to be condensed a little more into the Latina perspective. We will be going back to weekly episodes. Yes, right? Because it'll be just one podcast. And when doing interviews and some solo episodes, I will be addressing the Latino community. And if you are not Latina or directly tied to Latinos because of a spouse, this may or may not bother you. So you know that I'm upfront and direct with you, so I just want you to be aware. Currently, the guests on Her Money Matters have been super diverse. And on Her Dinero Matters, they'll be primarily Latina. I plan on changing up the structure of the show, but I haven't finalized on what that's going to look like. The current Facebook community is going to stay, but it's going to be named to Her Dinero Matters. And so I will still have those conversation starters to help you recognize those money wins, to help you get ready for the week. All those things are going to stay the same, but you're going to see postings about the Her Dinero Matters podcast, which again, is going to be more Latina-centric, if you will. Now, what I'm also going to be doing to make it easy and clear for you in the list of episodes, so whatever podcast app that you're listening from, I'm going to make sure that there's a distinguished break up to what point it was solely Her Money Matters. Then it went to Su Dinero Importa and then Her Dinero Matters. So that way you have clarity up to what point is Her Money Matters. Then Su Dinero Importa was more Spanish. And actually there's a Spanish in every episode of that. I shared what the Spanish barometer was, meaning how much of that podcast episode you could expect in Spanish. And then there'll be a distinct break as to here is where the Her Dinero Matters podcast starts. And Her Dinero Matters podcast is primarily in English. I haven't mentioned that. So it is primarily in English, but you will see more Spanish, even more Spanish. Not as much as I was doing for Su Dinero Importa, but more mentioning la abuelita, los cuentos, whatever those things may be in that conversation that comes up, I will be sharing those words. So in currently, I may welcome the guests on Her Money Matters, bienvenida or bienvenido, or I may say, hola, ¿cómo estás? Are you ready? Lista, those type of things. So that's going to increase a little more. But it is going to be primarily in English, because remember, the modern day Latina Googles in what language? In English. So that, I wanted to make sure that you know about that. So when you go to search for episodes on your podcasting app, you will see like this short snippet of an episode saying, oh, hello, this is where we break from Her Money Matters to Su Dinero Importa. And then, oh, here's where we started Her Dinero Matters. So that way it's clear for you, because what happens automatically once I rename the podcast, it's going to show all of them as Her Dinero Matters in terms of the image, right? That icon that you see, but that's not the case, right? So I just wanted to make it easy for you so you can distinguish it. So that way you can look for what you need and what you want. And as a celebration of this merge, I feel so corporate right now. I'm merging. And because we have about 20 plus episodes of this other podcast, in the first few weeks of June, you will see me trickle those episodes in. So if you're subscribed to the podcast, you will see more new episodes than you are used to, because instead of one every single Thursday, you will see several just kind of trickle on as a celebration. So again, the podcast will be weekly. Each new episode that's released is on Thursday. So we're keeping the Thursday release date. We're keeping that it's weekly. And again, the changes, it's just a little more Latina centric. If you're not Latina, that may or may not bother you. I don't know. And also, we do have an Instagram account that I would love for you to follow. That's just simply Her Dinero Matters. I would love for you to follow it. It's going to be more. Currently, I have a personal Instagram account, but I don't post all podcast things related there. I post a mix of things. So in this Instagram account, it will be more money tips. It will be more podcast related things. So it's more succinct, because the other one, it's a mix of things. And this one, it's more focused on money. And I also, surprise, surprise, I have a YouTube channel that I am building. So every Tuesday, I've been releasing a new video. Now, these videos, they may complement some of the episodes of the podcast, but then some of them might be a different topic. So definitely, if you like YouTube videos, just subscribe to the channel. You just look up Jen Hemphill and you'll see me in just a few videos, since I'm just building it up. But make sure you subscribe. And again, I'll be releasing that. So that might be worth your time as well, because I plan on doing all these different tips and tricks, and that I don't necessarily cover on the podcast, especially if there are things that are more visual that I can show via video. That versus showing on the podcast, those are the things that I'm going to be also focusing on. So wanted to let you know of that. And that is it. So that was a lot. And I wanted you to be aware. So this will be happening in June. I don't think I even mentioned that, but this will be starting in June when this merge takes effect. All right. So I'll be reminding you in the next episode as well, but I wanted to make sure that you have a heads up way ahead of time, which is why I'm doing this solo episode with you today. So that is that. Now I'm wondering, have you created your free account in the Her Money Matters Academy yet? If not, you are missing out, as there are so many free resources you can tap into. It is simple. All you have to do is grab your copy of my free daily money ritual, and that will get you your free account by going to jenhemphill.com/ritual. If you already have this daily money ritual, make sure you log in there, because the more you engage, the more you are curious and learn, there's going to be some bonus resources on there. So have some fun with that. And of course, I am definitely open to feedback. All right. So next time on the podcast, in a couple weeks, we will be talking to Danielle Roberts all about Medicare, so you can best prepare when it comes your time to sign up for it. That is a wrap for today. I appreciate you being here. You can refer to the brief show notes about what the changes are, the evolution of this podcast, over at jenhemphill.com/171. Don't forget, if you love this episode, I would so appreciate it if you share with a friend, stranger, coworker, family member, as you never know when this episode or this podcast could have an impact on their financial life. So I appreciate you listening, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Ciao.